Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. This is a unique opportunity for me to be in front of you, the people of various sects of Islam in Calgary, and topic of my speech is to relate the fazilat from Quranic point of view, that how people are differentiated from one each other in the light of teachings of Quran, and then I will conclude that to compare that with those two great personalities of our time in the modern Islamic history, and also I will have a commercial about the tafsir of Quran being done by Imam Muhammad Al-Asi, and a commercial about Casmo, what are our objectives and why we are here. So I'll start with reciting ayat number 13 from Surah Hujurat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila li ta'arafu. So that every man and woman, every person is being created from a zakar and a unsa, a man and a woman. It means that in creation we are all equal. We are all nas, but we are divided into shu'ub and qabail in the tribes so that we can know each other, lita'arafu. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. So that's the whole topic of my speech here today, is that we have created artificial or our own man-made criteria of fazilat. So some people think that white are having fazilat on the black, or some people think Arab having fazilat on non-Arabs, Sayyid having fazilat on non-Sayyid, rich has fazilat on the poor, powerful person has fazilat on the less powerful. So those are kind of criteria which we have created, because when we don't go towards Quran, when we don't go towards the noor of Allah and the hidayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we create our own criteria, and then we start dividing society based upon own criteria. So I would like to list down the criteria mentioned in Quran, because Quran on one side says that we are all equal, but again it also says that tilka rusulu fazzalna ba'dhum 'ala ba'd, that even all the prophets are not equal. Allah has given fazilat ba'd on ba'd. Some of the prophets are of higher rank and some of are lower rank, but they are not differentiated in terms of when it comes to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first criteria, when we say that who is upper or who is preferred person, who is above all, is taqwa. That's the first thing Quran says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The second one is ayah from Surah Hud, ayah number 24, مثل الفريقين كالأعمى والأصم والبصير والسميع هل يستويان مثلا أفلا تذكرون. These two kinds of men may be compared to the blind and deaf, and those can see and hear well. Are they equal? So there are people who looks like that they have eyes and ears, but really they don't see anything and they don't hear anything. So Quran is trying to distinguish between these kind of people and between the people who can see and hear. And I will now start relating these criteria with those two great personalities. That when it comes to taqwa, and then you can see where Imam Khomeini and Shaheed Bahadur Sadr stands as a muttaqi person. And when it comes to people who can see and listen, that Khomeini, while sitting in Tehran or Qom or Najaf, he can listen to the cries of Palestine, and he can listen what's happening in in Africa, and he can listen what's happening in Soviet Union, and he was replying to those calls. But there are some people who can sit next to your problematic areas and they don't see and don't listen anything. So people are crying around them, but they have no heart to feel that pain. So Quran says those two kinds of people cannot be equal. The third thing is, the third criteria from Surah Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayat number 95, وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, that Allah has given high rank to those people who are mujahid over the people who are sitting at home. These two people cannot be equal. So the people, now here the meaning of jihad had been twisted, but we should not be twisted because of those meanings. We should always go back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teaching of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that jihad means struggle in your life. It can be many kinds of struggle. If you are writing an email, if you are raising your voice against oppression, if you are giving education to a person, if you are doing charity, if you are uniting Muslim Ummah, or in case if you are fighting in the field, these are different kinds of jihad, but all of them you get fazilat from Quran in comparison of doing nothing and just sitting and eating and drinking and sleeping and producing more kids. That's the kind of persons having no fazilat over the people who are active in the society and playing their role. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us in this world to play a role. We all have our role prescribed in the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next criteria where you get fazilat is ilm. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zumr, ayat number 9, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. How can the people who have knowledge can be equal of the people who have no knowledge? So here you see again that the people having ilm are greater in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the people who have no knowledge at all. And that is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that we all have to go towards ilm. We all have to seek knowledge. If you say a salawat. Now the next criteria where a person is differentiated from the other person from Quranic point of view is Surah As-Sajda, ayat number 18, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَعُونَ. A mu'min and a fasiq cannot be equal. So when it comes to the definition, the new definitions of human rights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that all men and women, everybody is created by one man and one woman, but in the eyes of Allah they are not equal. The mu'min has more value than a fasiq. Then the next ayah from Surah Anfal is to describe what does it mean by him, by saying or claiming that I am a mu'min. Allah says, ayat number 2, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكَرَ اللَّهُ وَجَلَتْ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانَهُمْ وَعَلَى رَبَّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. So that's the greatest sign of a mu'min, that mu'min has tawakkul ala Allah. Mu'min do not depend on worldly powers and do not blackmail by those people who have problems, who are troublemakers in their life, in their ways, in their struggle, because mu'min always see from the eyes of Allah. Mu'min always see from the door of Allah. And mu'min always tawakkul on their Lord. And he has no tawakkul on the people, which you know very well that what happened when you have tawakkul on people. Then the next one is Surah Maida, ayat number 100, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِيَ الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَا أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That a pakiza nafs, a pure soul, cannot be equal to a khabith, an impure soul. And Allah is warning you that maybe you see the khabith are in majority, But don't be afraid of that majority. If you are pure in your soul, Allah is on your side. Then the next one is Surah Al-Imran, which is ayat number 162. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ كَمَنْ بَعْصَ بِسَخَطٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمَوَاهُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. Means is the man who follows the good pleasure of Allah, like the man who draws on himself the wrath of Allah. The people who are follower of Allah, who are أَتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ, the people who are following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not equal with the people who are going, who are taking themselves to the journey towards Jahannam. This is the conclusion of my first part of this speech, that I try to take you through various criteria of Quran, and now you can see that in our society or in the history, you can see people do not able to combine all these criteria in one personality. So you can see a very brave person in the battlefield, but he is not very good abid or mu'min. You can see a very good writer, but he cannot speak very well. So you have people having different criteria, but you see that in the personality of Imam Khomeini and Shahid Bahadur Sadr, you see all those things on the peak. When it comes to Iman, when it comes to Taqwa, when it comes to Tawakkul ala Allah, when it comes to Ilm. So you see that those people are on top ranks of all of those criteria mentioned in Quran. And that is the success. Success is not to achieve a goal you think in your mind. Because you see the end result of Shaheed Bahadur Sadr is totally different than the end result of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh. But we are not here to guarantee the result. The result is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we have to do is to do our part. We are obliged to follow the Quran and leave the result in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened in Iraq when Shaheed Bahadur Sadr was killed by Saddam, but people was thinking that he was a failure, and most of the people, most of the other personalities at that time were accusing him of having that movement. But today they all are become party of Shaheed Bahadur Sadr because somehow Saddam was removed. So sometimes we jump to the bandwagon. When there's a victory, we all become part of that party. When there is struggle, then we are there to accuse and raise fingers. So brothers and sisters, if we go back to Quran, then it will be very easy for us to decide where to go and which boat to select. And we all are in the boat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you say a salawat. Now Imam Al-Asi is here among us. We are so fortunate to have him here, and brother will have his introduction to you. I would just like to talk about his tafsir here. He has done a tafsir in Quran, and this is a historic tafsir. For the first time in the history of Islam, a Muslim scholar has produced a tafsir directly in English, which means that the tafsir before this, they were done in other languages like Farsi, Arabic, Turki, Urdu and Hindi, whatever languages, but then those tafaseer were translated into English. This is the first time in the modern Islamic history that a tafsir is done directly into English. And it will inshallah rank as one of the great tafaseers of our time. The reason is that Imam Muhammad Al-Asi links the message of Quran to our contemporary situation. He does not talk on philosophical items. His approach is direct, clear and hard-hitting, without any fear or favor. He explains many Quranic concepts very beautifully. Part of the reason for a direct English tafsir is to enable our younger generation to engage the noble Quran. Regrettably, most English translations of Quran are grossly inadequate because they are so apologetic. If we believe that Quran is the divine word of Allah, as we do, then we must not be apologetic in our approach and about the message of Quran. It is beautifully bound and has a very rich look. Here is the tafsir of Quran, and it's available. The original price of this tafsir, this is only first part of it. There will be several volume coming on. And this is the first volume, The original price of this volume is $60, but here in this conference, we are going to give you for $30. So they will be available here, anyone if you are to buy it. You can pay by check or by cash. You can say salawat. And my last part of the presentation is about CASMO, which is Canadian Shia Muslims Organization. It's a new platform, coast to coast, to unite our voice in the community. As per Quran says in Surah Al Imran, ayat number 200, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. So that we are doing all our efforts to be united, to be good citizens, to be law-abiding citizens in each city of this great country of Canada, like you are doing here in Calgary. But we still have a responsibility to be united as a national platform, and that's why CASMO came in existence, to fulfill that vacuum of having a national voice to the government levels and to political parties and to interfaith groups and all other affairs, which you can see and go of CASMO.ca. And I would also like, because we also sponsored this program, I would like to thank all you people, ladies and gentlemen, Momin and Mominar, who attend this session, and also particularly to the Hussainia Association of Calgary and the organizers of this program, who gave me this chance to talk to you. And I will be available after the program if you have any other question about my speech. Thank you very much.